Hello and welcome to another session of In Conversation With. I'm thrilled to have my friend and colleague, the infamous Jason Mellad, CEO of StartCode, on with us today. And very excited to hear about Jason's journey and where he's taking StartCode on and how the Cambridge ecosystem is going to respond to this new exciting initiative. So Jason, welcome. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Do you want to give a quick intro into who you are, where you've been, where you're going?
Yeah, definitely. So I came from a small town called Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Very different from Cambridge. Originally came here to do my PhD back in 2004. Decided quite quickly that academia wasn't for me and made my way into industry via Cambridge Enterprise and Tech Transfer. Ended up at Cambridge Epigenetics, where I was able to, after becoming CEO, transition the company into liquid biopsy diagnostics. And all of that experience taught me that I really have a passion for starting new things. And so when the opportunity came up to found StartCodeOn with the support of CIC, I leapt at it because it's essentially what I love doing most. Having my fingers in multiple pies, engaging with young people who are starting up their ideas and really getting things off the ground.
Got it. So then fast forward a few years, you've grown Cambridge Epigenetics, you've raised a lot of money, along comes StartCodeOn. So you've gone from the sort of CEO of a biotech company to now the dark side of being an investor. What made you make that transition?
Well, I looked at investors like you, Mike, and I said, that looks like fun. But in reality, it was really, I knew that I did not want to be the operational CEO that was bringing a diagnostic test to market. As much as I knew it was the right decision to make for the company, I actually had that conversation with our board early on and said, guys, I know that I've been pushing and driving, and we've done this raise, and I've moved this in direction, but now's the phase in the company where you need someone with the diagnostic experience and desire to take this to the next level. I know where my happy space was. I know where I actually thrived. It was in the early days with the BD, getting things up and running, putting processes, building a team. And when StartCodeOn came along as a concept, this accelerator to set up in Cambridge that had not only sufficient capital to get businesses set up, but also the hand-holding that's necessary in those early days, yeah. I thought, this is fantastic. Because in every 6 months, I get to get my hands around some really cool tech and some really, you know, enthusiastic new founders and help them get started.
Yeah.
And that's just, it literally is my dream job.
Yeah, and it's the perfect fit for you. So I remember you and I having a cocktail at the lab, and we'll talk about the lab another session and that and how that venture is going, but having a cocktail in your bar and talking about accelerators and the idea is that it's a common word, an overused word. There's a handful of them already in Cambridge, in London, in Europe. So what is different about StartCodeOn than every other accelerator in Cambridge, in the UK, in Europe, and potentially even beyond?
So I would say that in Europe, there's a particular issue with confusing accelerators and incubators. Sometimes you have an incubator with pure space. Accelerators, I think of more actually providing capital and a bit more hands-on guidance. A lot of the programs that we see, they're kind of, everybody wants to have one. It's a common thing. I want to have an accelerator, you have an accelerator. But most of them are stagnators. You don't really accelerate. The companies sit there and they don't progress. And then they go from program to program to program, and then they die a kind of slow and painful death. What's different about us is that we bring together all the elements of an ecosystem that really makes for a successful company. So we've got CIC with the venture capital element. We've got Jonathan Milner as a serial entrepreneur and business angel. We have the Baberham as a world-leading research campus. We also have Ian Tomlinson with his pharma experience, and we have Genentech and Roche, who are our founding pharma partner. So bringing together pharma, biotech, research campus, VCs, business angels, all together, you have that expertise to actually make a difference in these companies. And a real focused effort to intervene and fill the gaps that we identify early on and push them towards success. I often tell people I want to be the Motown of biotech, because I think Motown's a great model, because back in the day, particularly when black music wasn't actually on the main airwaves in the States, Berry Gordy and co. decided, you know, if we have a formula, we bring together all the right elements, we can have hit after hit after hit. And that's what I want StartCodeOn to be.
So what is the specific offering that you give early stage businesses that want to come into StartCodeOn? What is your pitch to them?
So our pitch is that they should consider us to be co-founders, not just investors, not just another accelerator program, and certainly not an incubator stagnator. We are proper co-founders.
So
we
not take, patient capital.
No, we're impatient capital. So I tell people, it's like, we want to get things done. Yeah. So from day one, they're giving us 8% of their ordinary shares as kind of founding shares, but that recognition of the fact they're coming with us and we're on that journey together. We're co-founders. Then we're investing our £250,000 as a safe, which converts to more equity at Series A, and that provides the capital they need to execute on the plans that we and our mentors help them iron out. But essentially, they need to be in for the hard work.
Yeah.
We tell people that this is not just something where there's just a demo day at the end and we see you on occasion, maybe you have some light touch mentors. Every day we are there holding their hands, working with them as co-founders to make sure that they have whatever they need to be successful. They should have no excuse. They have access to the leading minds of the world, the best pharma out there, leading VCs, etc., an amazing network of partners and mentors. Absolutely no excuse for them to be anything but successful.
Yep.
And we're damn sure we're going to make it happen.
So can you paint me a picture of a day in the life of a Start Code on cohort company? And I'm sure every day is different, but what are they doing day to day?
So at the beginning of the program, they go through a boot camp where we have loads of very, very intense, every day, back-to-back meetings where they get to meet our partners and get a really deep dive, not in business 101, but business 201, business 301, and actually pick up some tools that they can use in the program. Then every day throughout the program, we have an online system that we use to track their progress, and they have weekly scrum meetings with us where we say, what are the milestones that you need to hit? What have you done that's above and beyond? Where are some of the gaps that still need filling? And where have you fallen behind? And how can we help? And then in a very bespoke manner for each company, we help them sort that out. So a typical day could be having a meeting with us in the morning for an hour and a half, then having some market research meetings with a couple of key stakeholders. And then maybe the next day they have a meeting with an early stage VC who's interested in their work. Then the next day after that, they'll meet with a couple of our pharma partners to explore partnerships and understand what experiments they should have, and so on and so forth.
Awesome.
And every week we're introducing them again and again to new stakeholders, new mentors, but constantly having that scrum meeting so we know in an agile scrum setting that they're hitting their milestones. Yeah. So by the time they come to the demo day, they're ready.
So you've raised funds to cover about 40 companies, right? If you're gonna do say 10 companies a year across two cohorts a year, what would be next for Start Codon? Is it more the same, or do you plan to deviate the model?
We're considering a lot of different ways to kind of build on the model.
Yeah.
We feel that the first and foremost for us in these next 5 years of investment is make sure our companies are successful.
Yeah.
That's going to be how we are judging foremost our success and how others will judge our success. Then raise additional funds and potentially maybe even look at expanding beyond these shores. Mm-hmm. We have had a lot of interest in other territories that maybe 10 years time from now, we might see there's a Start Codon that's being replicated in other, you know, overseas, maybe cool. Australia, maybe in Asia, maybe parts of LATAM, Africa, things like that.
Cool.
So we'll see what the future holds, but we have some big ambitions.
That's exciting. What have we not covered that we should be covering today?
I think maybe some of the challenges for the field as a whole. One of the things that we're very keen on is diversity at Start Codon. We practice what we preach. We have a diverse board, we have a diverse management team, and we want to make sure that we invest in companies with diverse founders and diverse teams that they'll be building as well. And that's something I'm particularly passionate about.
Yeah.
I mean, being one, an immigrant and a person of color and a proud member of the LGBTQ community, I think that diversity is key. And time again, we've seen studies that more diverse teams, ethnicity, gender, you name it, they succeed. So it's not an absolute requirement when we look for investments, but it's definitely a value add for all the companies we look at.
And do you find that you're able to identify companies with diversity in them? Are you able to be able to find the right structures of teams to be able to meet those goals?
I think increasingly we are, but we cannot become complacent.
Yeah.
It has to be something that we are actively, like I say, practicing what we preach and making sure that we're encouraging more diverse people to actually spin out companies. I often joke that many times I see pitches from women who are fantastic and they downplay themselves and say, oh, I don't really know if I have something that's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. And on the counterpart, I see a lot of young male founders who are completely over-egging what they have. So I spend a lot of time trying to balance those two out. But I think you have to go to those diverse groups and encourage them to not only start their own companies, but recognize the power of what they've invented and what they have.
Great. Jason, we've covered a lot today. Start Codon sounds amazing. Sounds like it's set up for success. Really excited to see how Cohort 1 and Cohort 2 pan out, and of course, the rest of it. So thank you so much. An absolute pleasure.
Thanks, Mike.
And we'll talk soon.
Cheers.
And if you want to learn any more about Jason and Start Codon, please go to cic.vc.